You are listening to G220 Radio Network, where you can hear G220 Radio, hosted by Ricky Gantz, every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, discussing a wide variety of topics from a Christian worldview with many great guests. On Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tune in to listen to Christ the Rock Church sermons by Pastor Austin Hetzler. Join us monthly to listen to Tongue Waggers, Linguistics from a Christian Worldview, hosted by George Alvarado and Mike Miller. You can also listen to our newest edition, Creation Revival Radio, the first Wednesday of every month at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by Dr. Anthony Silvestro, the founder of Creation Revival Ministry. To stay up to date on all the latest news and shows on the G220 Radio Network, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can listen live to our programs on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're unable to tune into the live broadcast, you can subscribe on iTunes to listen to the podcast.
Maybe one of the reasons so many people in the church aren't making disciples of all nations is because they're not really disciples in the first place. You think about Jesus and his disciples from the very beginning to the very end. Making disciples is in the DNA of this thing, right? To be a disciple involves making disciples. Follow me, Matthew 4, and I will, what? I'll make you fishers of men.
Never make a gospel appeal to people's emotions. Never. Never. That's why we don't have some kind of an emotional appeal here and play all kinds of schmaltzy music in the background.
And it amazes me that we believe this, that God would crush and kill his own son, but let you slide. Not for a minute.
At this moment, God commands all men to repent and believe that today is the day of salvation, that you are to flee from the wrath to come, to flee from the law of Moses that condemns you into the city of refuge, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Run to him.
Welcome to G220 Radio. I just got back from an amazing outreach in New York City. It was called Repent and Witness. I was out there with CCN, which is Christian Collegiate Network, and they do this every year, and man, what an amazing, amazing event this was. Amazing opportunity to get out and share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, out on the streets of New York. Talk about having a crowd. You never needed to have a crowd of people, because there was always people in New York City. Anywhere we went, there was people. And we preached on the subway. We preached at Union Square, at Washington Square, at Times Square. We went to Battery Park. We went to so many places to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And what a remarkable time we had. We had about 20 saints, or maybe even 20 saints or so, just sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And what a blessed time it was. It was a time to be encouraged by other brothers and sisters that were out there. So it was a wonderful, wonderful event. And so here today on this episode, we are going to highlight that event. And I'm going to share with you interviews that I was able to get from each person that was out there at the Repent and Witness held by CCN. So I hope you enjoy these conversations that I had with each participant who came out to New York City to take part in Repent and Witness 2016.
I'm called to be your witness, yeah. I'm called to be your witness, yeah. I'm called to be his witness. Tell about forgiveness, tell him that he's risen, yeah. So I gotta be his witness, yeah. I gotta be his witness, yeah. I gotta be his witness. Tell about forgiveness, tell him that he's risen, yeah.
This is Ricky Gantz with G220 Radio. We're out here at the Repentant Witness in New York, and I'm here with some of the brothers and sisters that have come out to share the good news, and I want to get to know a little bit about them, where they're from, and how long they've been evangelizing, and what they think about Repentant Witness, how many times they've been here, if this is their first time, and just get to learn a little bit about them. And so right now I'm with...
Eric Williams.
Eric Williams. Eric, where are you from, brother?
Cincinnati.
Okay, you're from Cincinnati, Ohio, so another Ohio brother. That's always good. That's always good, right?
Yep.
So tell me about this. How long have you been witnessing?
Probably since I was in high school. I'm an old man, so we're talking 70s.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this your first year at Repentant Witness?
Yes, it is.
Tell me, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? Is this your first time in New York City as well?
That's big. Yes, this is my first time. It's culture shock. You know, when I was younger, I lived in Chicago, but this is Chicago on steroids. I wasn't ready for New York.
Right, right. So what do you think about the Repentant Witness then coming out here? I mean, because it just seems like there's people, floods of people, nonstop, no matter where you go. How's that been? And have you been able to have some good conversations? Did you have any goals set to come out here that you was able to achieve?
Yes, I have. First off, I got to say, when I came to New York, I'm like, a lot of people, so I look at it as a open mission field. You know, this is a, if you want to talk to people about Christ, this is a good place to go. And I've done street preaching and witnessing before, but I was a little nervous. We went to Battery Park, where the Statue of Liberty is, and I was speaking, but I was kind of nervous. And I don't know. I've done it in Cincinnati, but I guess New York, I'm thinking, these are New Yorkers. But God's the same anywhere. And I last night I was here at Union Square, and I got to talk to an Islam brother, not a Christian, but a person that was a Muslim that believed in the Islamic faith. And one of my goals was to be able to interact with someone of the Islamic faith and to be compassionate when I do that, because I'm not harsh or judgmental, but I guess I got a patience problem when I'm dealing with someone and I'm trying to tell them the truth and they're just not getting it. But I got to remember that I was in the dark before too. So one of my goals was to speak to someone on the Muslim faith and to be more confident when I spoke on the boxes, they said.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord, brother. Well, what would you tell people who might be thinking about something like this, coming to like a Repentant Witness, or just even getting out and sharing the gospel in their own communities? Well, what would you recommend, or what kind of encouragement would you give them?
Okay, number one, I'd say go for it, because as, I think in our devotion, we had a devotion this morning, and it's a command that we go out and preach to every creature, and that includes the people in New York, that includes your next door neighbor, and in the town that you live in. So it's a command that we go out and preach, and you got to have a love for the lost, because I look at it as the time is short. Who knows how long we've got, you know, but you can go out and witness, and don't be afraid, because God will give you the courage and whatever tools you might need to do it. You know, don't be a fear of man doesn't get you anywhere. Have compassion for the lost, because apart from Christ, we all know where these people are headed. So you got to care for the lost. God wants them saved. He's not going to send an angel with the big thunderbolt. He's sending you. You are his messenger. You know, don't wait for your neighbor to do it. You do it.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Yeah, that's how I kind of feel about it. And one more thing real quick. I got to say, the brothers here at Repentant Witness, and if you do get a chance to do Repentant Witness, do it. It is so very encouraging, and don't be afraid of it. And the brothers were a big encouragement for me. So, yeah.
All right. Well, praise the Lord, brother. We've still got a couple more days, so we'll be preaching and speaking to people. So thanks for your time, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
All right. All right, we're still out here at the Repentant Witness in New York City. Right now we're at Union Square. I'm here with Nick, and Nick's going to tell us a little bit about himself. Nick, tell us your name and where you're from, brother.
Well, I'm Nick Astacio. I'm from right here in New York City.
New York City, what part?
The Bronx.
The Bronx, baby, yeah. All right, so cool. So how long have you been evangelizing, Nick?
Well, I've been evangelizing since 2005.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. So tell us a little bit about Repent and Witness. How many times have you been here? Is this your first year? Are you a veteran? How long have you been coming out to this? And then tell us a little bit about your thoughts on Repent and Witness.
Well, believe it or not, I've been to every single Repent and Witness.
Wow.
Repent and Witness is an awesome time when you can see about 30 Christians like-minded who love to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, you come to different parts of New York City, you get to see the sights, you get to share the gospel with all kinds of people from different cultures and backgrounds.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord for that, too. Yeah, it's been a wonderful time. I mean, New York City is just filled with people endlessly. No matter where you go, there's always people around. What would you say to encourage someone who might be thinking about going to Repent and Witness, and even if they couldn't come to New York to do a Repent and Witness, about encouraging them to share the gospel where they are?
Well, I can say this. Repent and Witness is low cost, and you're going to a place where you get to witness to Muslims, Catholics, Buddhists, Jehovah's Witness, and the list goes on and on and on. And you'd be with seasonal preachers. You get to learn from those that have done it for 20 years. It's a chance to fellowship with wonderful believers. It's just an awesome time, and I just encourage you. You know what? If God is calling you, don't wait. Sign up.
Amen. What about encouraging them too, as far as, like, no matter where they are, if they maybe they couldn't get to New York, but they're listening to this right now, and maybe they're in a smaller city that doesn't have as many people, but they have that desire or whatever, how would you encourage them to just go ahead and start sharing the gospel?
Well, I say this, always start where you live.
Amen.
Always where you live. Go out, pass out tracts. You know, I start passing out tracts. Go one to ones. Find someone find a non-believer. Go out weekly, monthly, however you want to go out. Go out in your own town and share the gospel. Now, you may not live in the area where you can do open air preaching, but you can sure do one to ones.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Nick, for your time, brother.
Thank you.
All right, I'm here with Daryl. Daryl, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us your name. You're out here with your wife. Tell us your names and where you're from, and a little bit about how long you've been evangelizing.
Okay. Well, my name is Daryl, and my wife's name is Tiffany. We've been married for about 2 years. This is my first time at Repent and Witness, and so I'm pretty excited about being here. We've been evangelizing as a couple on and off for 2 years, since we've only been married 2 years. Prior to that, I evangelized very minimally, because I didn't have people to go with me, and I was very active on my job evangelizing and relationship evangelizing, and being very overt about presenting the gospel to my coworkers. But as far as like street evangelism, is minimal experience, but getting a lot of experience now.
Yeah. So tell me about Repent and Witness. What is your overall view? We've been here a couple days. We still got a couple more days to go. What is your overall view of New York City? I mean, because there is just so many people that you can talk to from different backgrounds and everything. So what is your overall view of that? And what would you say you're learning out here at Repent and Witness? And have you accomplished any of the goals that you may have set about coming out here?
Yeah, I set a few goals. Some were a little bit easier to achieve, like handing out tracts, talking to people, using the classical method of apologetics. And also, one of them that I did not mention, actually, was to open-air preach. I don't want to be held accountable for that, so I didn't write it down as a goal. But I was able to, you know, God gave me courage to open-air preach, so that was a good experience. Overall, though, understanding the actual hostility towards the gospel, towards the name of Jesus, it seems to be very common. And not just that, but people who are not hostile having a very, very perverted understanding of Scripture, or just a misunderstanding overall of who Jesus is. And it seems like they're searching for Him, but they don't know what to search for because they are so confused. And so it's good to be able to kind of give them the correct understanding of what the gospel is and what the Bible says about sin, hell, heaven, all these other things.
Yeah, praise the Lord, brother. Yeah, I know the very first time I ever opened air preached, and I was with a bunch of evangelists, and I was able to see the hostility that you're talking about and see it. We know it as Christians. You read the Bible, you know that people are angry with God, they're haters of God, but to see it up close and personal, it has a deep effect on you when you realize, man, how much the people hate when you start preaching about Jesus Christ and talking about Jesus Christ. And that knowledge of him is, as you said, you know, it's very minimal. And so that's why it's so important to get out and share the gospel. What would you say to encourage those who may be listening that may be considering coming to something like Repent and Witness, and even evangelizing in their own home if they can't come to this, wherever they're from?
Yeah, so evangelism is one of those things that people fear because there are various reasons. You know, I don't know all the answers. I'm not articulate. But, you know, one, we're commanded to do it because, you know, that's what the Great Commission is. But my encouragement would be that it grows your faith. It really helps you rely on God for to be bold, to proclaim his name. And it also kind of puts things into perspective. I know we don't evangelize to kind of, you know, give the right perspective of life because we have that as Christians. But when you evangelize to people who are hostile toward the gospel, people you've never met before, it really helps you understand that, you know, we're ambassadors for Christ and we're called to be ambassadors. And just to kind of answer on the previous question or perhaps elaborate more, is every time I come to New York, this is the first time I've evangelized in New York, but every time I come to New York, seeing the millions of people you walk by in Times Square, the verse that always comes to mind is John 8:24 when Jesus says, unless you leave the... No, I'm sorry, John 4:24. It's in John. He says, unless you leave the I am he, you will die in your sins.
Yeah.
And such... You see all these people and the ultimate question they have to answer, which they're probably ignorant of, is that, what do you say about Jesus? And that is literally going to determine your whole entire eternity. And so that question motivates me to tell people, listen, you know, this isn't a trivial matter. It's where you spend eternity. And so I would encourage people with that word because, you know, there are people who in their immediate circle, work, school, whatever it is, who don't know Jesus. And, you know, just like Jesus asked Peter, who do you say I am? They're going to have to answer that question. And God can use you to bring answers that that bring hope and salvation.
Yeah, praise the Lord, brother. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for your time, man, and looking forward to the rest of this week. So,
yes, sir.
God bless, man. All right, brother, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Tim Jackson from Portsmouth, Virginia.
All right, and we're out here at Repent and Witness. Is this your first year here, or have you been here before?
This is my third year here.
It's been
exciting, too. Always a fun, you know, fun event to go to, but it's a serious event also, though, because it's all about the gospel, you know, getting people to understand that God loves them, to, you know, and, you know, he wants to save them, because we all wretched sinners, and that's why, you know, we need to tell people that, you know, God made a way for them to be forgiven through Jesus Christ. So it's always, you know, good.
Well, praise the Lord for that. So you're a veteran, like we was talking about earlier. You're a veteran here. What would you say you learned from coming to an event like this at Repent and Witness?
I really learned how to really, you know, get the nerves out from actually being scared of really like doing open air preaching and things like that. I mean, they give you tips on how to, you know, go out and evangelize and do it biblically and effectively. And I mean, that really has helped me out, even on my college campus that I minister on the college campus, and even in my community when I go back home to Portsmouth, Virginia. You know, the stuff that you get at Repent and Witness, they prepare you, you know, for witness, and even, you know, wherever you go, you know, put that into practice. You know, it's really good.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord for that. It's been a great time here in New York. It just seems like there's so many people. You never run out of a crowd. They're always around. What are some things that are actually, how long have you been evangelizing? How long have you been a Christian?
Well, I've been a Christian since I was about 12 years old, really. I mean, that's when I really kind of knew what Christianity was all about. But I was actually saved earlier at this age of 3. But, you know, I was like, well, I still, you know, I want to be sure about this. I was really around 12, though, that I really understood, though. And really, once I got saved, though, God gave gave me an urge, really, for the gospel, to share the gospel to other people, because, you know, the gospel changed my life. So I couldn't just hold it in to myself. You know, I had to spread it to other people. You know, it's good news that need to be shared. So, you know, I'm like, hey, I gotta go out here and tell people how they can be born again like I was. You know, how God changed my life, He can change everybody else's life too.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord, brother. I love your heart for the lost and for people, man. You just have a joy about you, and I've been encouraged by you. And so it's been a blessing. So tell us, what would you say to people who might be listening that are thinking about coming to an event like this, Repent and Witnessing, or getting involved in witnessing or evangelism around wherever they may be?
Oh, that's a definitely good event to come to, because, you know, it definitely puts you out of your comfort zone. I know my first year, they really, you know, really got me out of my comfort zone, because it was the first time I did open air preaching. You know, I was nervous, but, you know, God, you know, just, you know, calmed me down. You know, He just used the words that He given me to speak to them, to the people, and I mean, it was just awesome. You know, I was like, I can't believe, you know, it's not me, it's only God that actually does that work through me. You know, I can't take all the credit, it's only God that gets the credit, because, you know, me, I'm all this nervous, you know, but yeah, but it definitely would take any Christian out of their comfort zone and, you know, actually help them to continue on in their faith and sharing the gospel as well. Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. We've got a couple more days. Excited about it and looking forward to continuing to do what we've been doing out here. So praise the Lord, right?
Yeah. Amen.
NorCal Fire comes to Redwood City, California, September 9th and 10th. Hosted by Striving for Eternity Ministries, NorCal Fire, designed to equip you to talk to the lost and immediately put what you learn into practice with guidance and support from seasoned evangelists. The topic is the Word of God with J.D. Hall, Carl Kirby Sr., Carl Kirby Jr., and Andrew Rappaport. There's a special debate, Is Hell Continual, on Friday, September 9th. For details and to register, go to norcalfire.info.
All right, what's your name and where are you from?
Tom, from New York.
New York. Okay, brother, how long have you been witnessing?
I've been witnessing for as long as I got saved, which is 8 years. So as soon as I got saved, I had a real burden to share the gospel and a heart to share the gospel. So I would go in my college campuses, would have no clue. I had a heart to share the gospel, but was not equipped, didn't know how to do it, and the conversation will always go wrong. But you know, I was searching on YouTube one day, I had a witness, and I, you know, came across someone named Ray Comfort and his Living Waters ministry. And after I, you know, watched a couple of his videos and listened to Hell's Best Kept Secret, True and False Conversion, after that, you know, it's been so easy. I'm not intimidated anymore, whoever it is, whether it's an atheist, agnostic, a Hindu, a Muslim. It's you know, I can easily communicate the gospel to them now.
Praise the Lord. Now, we're here out here at Repent and Witness. Is this your first year, second year? How many years have you been coming to this event?
This will be my second year. Yeah. Okay. Second year, yeah, coming to Repent and Witness.
And what would you say is, to the listeners, something to tell them a little bit about Repent and Witness? How has it blessed you or encouraged you or helped you in your evangelism, or, you know, just the opportunity of being around other brothers? How has it blessed you?
Sure. One of the things that has blessed me is oftentimes, you know, even coming from New York, you'll see that even in the street preaching community, the amount of, you know, solid believers that do good, solid, sound, biblical preaching and evangelism, it's, you know, it's not that much common. So to come to a group of people that's sound in the Word, sound biblically, doing basically evangelism right, you know, speaking the truth in love. Oftentimes in, when you come to New York City, you'll see street preachers, street evangelists, and oftentimes, you know, a lot of them don't have, you know, or something called nomads. They don't submit themselves to a local church. They believe in certain heresies like sinless perfectionism, Pelagianism. Often the way they preach, they often just condemn and never get to the gospel. So to be surrounded by street preachers that are solid in the Word, know how to do biblical evangelism, and really are ambassadors of Christ. One of the emphases is, like, not only is it important the message and the content of your message, but also the character of how you conduct yourself in a godly manner when you stand up on a box and preach, because we are ambassadors of Christ. We represent Christ. So, you know, people are, you know, looking at every word we're saying, every action, the way we conduct ourselves. So, you know, I was able to learn that, get equipped by Andrew on, you know, other world religions, and knowing someone, another person's worldview, to better, you know, get better equipped to, you know, share the gospel with someone.
Yeah, praise the Lord. And being from New York, I mean, this is, I've been in New York before, but this is the first time to come and actually engage people and share the gospel and preach. And man, there's so many people, and there's so much diversity, so much different cultures where, I mean, everything's here and there's so many people. It's just a great place to evangelize. So what would you say to listeners who might be thinking about coming to a Repent and Witness maybe next year or in the future? And maybe if they're even unable to come to a Repent and Witness, the importance of getting out even in their own local area to share the gospel.
Right. One of the things about coming to Repent and Witness, you'll be with a whole group of other believers. So it's that much easier to share the gospel, because you can learn, you know, advice for someone else that's maybe way more seasoned than you. Know the ropes. They can show you, you know, how to draw crowds, how to be, you know, how to better conduct yourselves, how to go about with personal evangelism. And, you know, it's imperative that we go out, even in our local places, and find other solid believers and learn how to get equipped to share the gospel. Because the simple truth is, you know, without the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, is the only hope for mankind. And how can we call ourselves, you know, God calls us to love God and love our neighbors. How can I, you know, truly say I obey that commandment, love my neighbor, when I know something as important as the gospel and not share it with others?
Right. Yeah, amen, brother, amen. Well, thank you for your time, and thank you for sharing that with us, brother. And look forward to the next couple days that we still have out here. So God bless you, brother. All right, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Andre Goff. I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, we're out here at the Repent and Witness. And what would you say to the listeners? Because you're part of CCN. This is an event that CCN puts on. Tell us a little bit about CCN and the Repent and Witness, what they do with this.
Okay. CCN is a college campus ministry. We go on college campuses. We have five goals that we try to achieve on a college campus. We do apologetics. We do Bible study. We do evangelism. We have fellowship. And the last thing is we try to do missions. Repent and Witness is what we're doing this week. And that's once a year we come together. We try to bring all our college campuses that's involved in CCN to come to do a missions trip to New York and evangelize the New York community. So that's what my college that I'm personally involved in is Montgomery County Community College in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. And that's what we're here for, to hear to lift up the name of God and see men drawn into Him and souls saved.
Well, praise the Lord. And like I said to the other guys that I've talked to, is what a place to do it here in New York City. I mean, there's so many people, so much diversity. It's just a great place. So what would you say that some of the benefits of those who attend, what are some of the things you learn from being a part of something like this, the Repent and Witness, some of the things that maybe have blessed you or encouraged you or have helped you in evangelizing to where you are back home in Pottstown and colleges and things like that?
Right. I agree with you. New York's like a melting pot of the world in action. You know, you got people from all over. You got big crowds. You got, and in evangelism, you want to, you know, we try to come together to learn, you know, in this type of event, you know, we experience all type of crowds, which some people might not get back at their home. Pottstown's a small community, and we don't get big crowds. So I get the benefit of a big crowd here. I get the benefit of one-on-one preaching and people moving along. Another big benefit is the fellowship of other brothers that come together from different places. You know, we don't know everything, and we learn. The Bible says iron sharpens iron, and we learn from other brothers that who also are ministers, evangelists, to come out. And not too often do I get to sit in a class with, you know, 20 evangelists and people who teach evangelists, you know, like Andrew Rappaport and Frank Mullis and Anthony Silvestro. You know, we're blessed to have those kind of teachers, and that's one of the biggest benefits, I think. There's two benefits. benefits, those coming together with other brothers, having that teacher, and then putting it to practice out in the streets in New York.
Yeah, praise the Lord, brother. I know I'm really enjoying it. I'm blessed to be here and been encouraged by all the brothers and the fellowship and sisters that are out here. And like you said, the speech or the teaching. You actually gave a devotional the other day on why we should evangelize. And I know you had a lot of pages prepared. But for the sake of time, just like maybe if you could just encourage the listeners who are listening to this, why we should evangelize as believers in Christ.
Amen. Yes. The three basic things I tried to put out there real fast would be, first of all, Christ commands us in his word to go out. Matthew 28:18 and Mark 16:15, it says, go, you know, make disciples, you know, preach the word. And I think that's because God commands it, we need to be obedient to God's command. Two, because the love that we have of people, the souls, you know, I believe if God's love's in us, that we'll want to go out, we'll want to preach the gospel. And the final thing is the world's dying. And, well, nobody's, you know, even on college campuses, we don't see people evangelizing. There's a great need to evangelize. So that was my my teaching was on doing that, to go and to love, you know, have enough love to go, and because the world needs us. And I would encourage you as a Christian, if you don't go, you know, you just realize we need to be obedient. You know, to quote us, you know, Charles Spurgeon, he says we should all be, we're all our missionaries or imposters. You know, that may sound harsh to some, but when you realize the love of God is in us, you know, if we don't go, that's what we seem like to be, especially to the world that knows.
Well, amen, brother. Thank you for the time. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, out here, and look forward to, we got another this day and another day to go. And so really encouraged by it and looking forward to it. So thank you, brother.
Amen. God bless.
All right, we're still out here at Repent and Witness. I believe this is day 3. Got another day to go tomorrow, and just interviewing some of the brothers and sisters that are out here. And we got a brother with us. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Gene from Pittsburgh.
All right, Gene, how long have you been evangelizing?
Oh boy, that goes back probably as much as 30 years totally. I started evangelizing just a couple of years after I came to Christ.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's a long time. Yeah, so you're a veteran at it.
Well, yeah, thanks be to the church I fell into when I was a young believer. They were very evangelistic. The preacher was a traveling evangelist. He did crusades, and he did a lot of evangelism in Ukraine when the Berlin Wall fell, and he's even done some open-air preaching in front of abortion clinics, so he's a rare breed. And so I was lucky to have a man like that as young in my Christian faith, and that kind of set me off. So that was good.
Right. Well, praise the Lord for that.
That's
always
right.
Good.
I always do, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is Repent and Witness that we're at. How many years have you been coming to this? Is this your first year? Have you been here before? Tell me about that.
Now, that's a great question, because this is the first year I've come to Repent and Witness. I've done a lot of things out there over the years. And then over the last couple of years, I heard about Repent and Witness, and I said, that sounds like something I should do. And so this year, I made a commitment to say, I'm going to do this. And the Lord said, okay, I'm going to give you the green light for this. And so I'm here.
So, okay, apart from Repent and Witness and being here this year, have you ever been to New York to evangelize before?
I have never been in New York. This is my first time also in New York City.
Okay, so first time in New York City and first time to evangelize in New York City. What are your thoughts on the city and all these people that are just, and the diversity from people from all kinds of different backgrounds?
Well, it is quite amazing. I'm not surprised because, you know, New York City is one of the major tourist centers of the world. And so I knew coming here, there's going to be a lot of people. And there's going to be a lot of opportunity to talk to those people and share with them Christ.
Yeah. So tell me about Repent and Witness. Again, this is your first year being here. How has Repent and Witness encouraged you or blessed you? Or what would you say that you're learning from being at this kind of Repent and Witness?
Well, it is very encouraging. It is very challenging. And I know this is going to really stretch me to come here and do this. And it's really getting me out of my comfort zone. And I knew that from the outset. Like, this is really going to be different for me. I've done a lot of one-on-one, one-on-two, that kind of thing. But to get out there and preach in front of hundreds of people, you know, that was new, and it was just incredibly amazing. It's one of those paradigm shifts in my witness to be able to do that.
Yeah. Praise the Lord for that too, the opportunity to come out here and, like you said, and step out of those different comfort zones and challenge ourselves.
Right.
And plus just the nonstop of moving and being on the go, and it's just some jam-packed filled days. What would you say to people who might be listening, who might be thinking about attending a Repent and Witness, or even to encourage them for that, and then also even maybe if they can't attend something like a Repent and Witness, what would you say to them to encourage them about evangelizing wherever they may be?
Yeah, well, wherever you may be, that's a great question, because a good part is to be part of a church that's very evangelistic. If you could do that, that's awesome, because that's so far and few between. So if you can find a church like that, that's a great start, okay? But a lot of people don't have that opportunity. And so I'm going to say, you're going to need to connect with people that are out there in the world and bold with their faith. And how do you find that? Well, the internet is actually a pretty good source. And so there's some websites that you could go to that give you great resources to how to share your faith. And I'm very grateful for those too, because there's some good websites that I've gone to that have helped me tremendously to take my faith to the next level and my witness to the next level like I never imagined.
Yeah. And what about for someone, again, that may be thinking about Repent and Witness, what would you say to them about coming out here and doing something like this?
Well, I would say first pray and ask God, like, is this something you want me to do? And my guess is he probably will give you the green light, because we take them no matter where you're at in your faith. We'll take you and we'll train you. We'll equip you. We'll empower you. And we're not going to make you do something you don't want to do. We might challenge you and try to push you to in a gentle way to really stretch yourself and come out of your comfort zone a little bit. But, you know, if you want to just hand out tracts, you haven't really gone too far in your witness. You know, if you want to hand out tracts, that's a good place to start. We'll help you there and just grow it from there. We're here to help people, encourage them, and let them be all that God has made them to be. And you'd be amazed, each and every one of you would be amazed that, you know, that him is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine is really true.
Right.
According to his power that's within us. And that's a verse that you can count on.
Yeah.
Okay, and I could quote some other verses that are similar to that, and they're true.
Right.
You know, I could do all things in Christ who strengthens me. Okay, and that's another one. There's another one in Isaiah where he says, do not be afraid. I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So, you go to the Word, you go to prayer, and God will lead you, and all of a sudden you're going to find yourself, wow, look at what I'm doing.
Right, yeah. Praise the Lord for that. Well, brother, thank you for your time, and it's been a pleasure getting to know you and serving with you, and look forward to the rest of today and tomorrow as well.
Yeah, I certainly am.
All right, I'm here with a couple brothers for the Repent and Witness. One familiar brother who's on the G220 Radio Network, and you hear his voice monthly, Anthony Silvestro from Creation Revival, and I'm with Frank Mullis. So, guys, tell me a little bit about where you guys are from.
Well, I'm from your neck of the woods, Ricky, outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
And Frank?
I came all the way up from Milledgeville, Georgia.
All right. Now, how long have you guys been evangelizing? We'll go with you, Anthony.
About 2 years now in the public forum like this, in open air. I've been evangelizing in my dental office and just in public for many years now.
And Frank?
I grew up in the church, so I've been evangelizing, I guess, for better most of about 35 years. But this is my second trip up here to New York with the open air preaching. So it's really about the third time I've done open air.
Okay. And that was going to be my next question is, how many times have you been out here to Repent and Witness or been a part of Repent and Witness? And so you said three times. Was that with Repent and Witness?
No, this is my second time with Repent and Witness. And then, of course, in Ohio Fire and Jersey Fire with Andrew. So it was actually my fourth time out doing open air.
Okay. And yourself there, brother?
So I've been out, well, a number of times together with you out in open air. But as far as New York goes, this is my third time here evangelizing, twice for Repent and Witness, and then we helped lead a Chinese evangelism team in Jesus Loves Chinatown about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about Repent and Witness. That's what we're here. We're on day three, I believe. There's so many people here in the city. It's amazing. I wish we had this many people back in Cleveland, always out. But tell me about Repent and Witness. What would you say to the listeners that has encouraged you or blessed you or challenged you about being a part of something like this here with Repent and Witness?
Well, I've evangelized a lot of different areas of the country now, and there is nothing like New York. It's amazing to me to find parks that people just loiter in all day, all night, from all different walks of life, from all different religious backgrounds or non-religious backgrounds. It's the most diverse group I've ever seen. And it's just amazing finding a place where you have hundreds of people at any given time who, once you start open air preaching, you immediately got 50 people that are right up on you within seconds.
What about you, Frank?
This is my second repentant witness, and I was baptized by fire into open air. My first experience was in New York in Washington Park last year. I think I made it 3 minutes on the stand before my knees gave out. This year, it's been a little bit different. I feel a lot more confident. The wonderful thing about repentant witness, there's a lot of training that Andrew Rappaport comes in and does with Striving for Eternity Ministry that I think benefits, and other trainings that we've had that gives us the tools that we need to reach out and to better evangelize and better to preach to those here in New York.
And so now, what would you guys say to listeners who might be thinking about coming to something like this with part of CCN, with Repentant Witness? What would you say to them to encourage them to come to Repentant Witness, or even if they're unable to come, to evangelize in their own home, wherever that might be?
Well, I think what the advantage of Repentant Witness is that you have, because of the diverse backgrounds of people and the hostility that you see out here, that the people who are out here who are helping to train, so Andrew does the primary training in the morning, but then all afternoon and evening, you have seasoned evangelists from different backgrounds in terms of apologetics, all coming together, and we all get a chance to learn from one another. And I can guarantee you, what you see here, you won't see anywhere else. So when you can do this in New York, you can go to your hometown and go anywhere else, and it's literally a piece of cake doing it.
Right. Frank?
I would agree with Anthony on that. If you can preach here, you can preach anywhere, as the song might go. Your fears are going to go away anywhere else you go. I'm hoping a little bit more after you deal with the diverse crowd that you have here. From the intellectuals in Washington Park, we dealt with PhD professors in biology today, and we dealt with hecklers who were calling themselves Jesus last night. So in every aspect and everything that you're going to encounter here in New York, it gives you the advantage to go out into other places much smaller and be much more prepared to deal with those who are coming to you in those locations.
All right, praise the Lord. One of the things, and nobody that I've talked to yet has brought up, is, at least if my memory serves me right, is about preaching on the subway. One of you guys want to talk about that, or both maybe give your input about going down on the subway and preaching while you're on the car?
You know, so what I love about subway preaching is this. It's really easy to stand up there and have a conversation with people for 10, 15 minutes and go through apologetics and eventually get to the gospel. What subway preaching forces you to do is you might only have one or two stops before you have to get off, which means you have got to give your gospel presentation very quickly so that people hear it and can understand it within literally 30 seconds to a minute. And it's really something that we should all be able to do, because that type of skill allows you to share the gospel in an elevator when you go up several floors and sharing that elevator with somebody, or somebody in passing at the grocery store, or even in speaking to the bank teller as you're doing some transactions at the bank.
Frank, anything to add?
I think it also gives you the ability to, as he said, to be very concise, but it also gives you the opportunity to witness to a vast majority of people that you're not going to reach in the parks, because these are people who are coming in from work, they're on their way to work, they're the families that don't come to the types of parks that we've been in, and gives us a chance to reach out to them as well.
All right. Well, thanks, brothers. We got a couple more days. Looking forward to it. So thank you, guys. And all right. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Zach, and I'm from Ohio, Cincinnati area.
How long have you been evangelizing, Zach?
Well, I've really just mainly been evangelizing probably the last couple of years.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. We're out here at Repent and Witness. Is this your first year here, second year? How many years have you been out to an event like this?
Well, this isn't my first time working with people involved with this ministry in particular. That's how I got introduced in it, but this is my very first time coming out to New York and doing Repent and Witness.
So what has your experience been like being your first time out here at Repent and Witness? How has it blessed you, encouraged you, challenged you? How has the event or this ministry out here to New York been for you this first time out?
Wow. So many things that I could say about that. Just coming here, just seeing the city, it's a huge city. I mean, just the Manhattan area is absolutely massive, and it's the subway was pretty interesting. I've never been on a subway before. Just the city itself was really cool, seeing it from the plane coming in. It was really incredible, and just I used Uber for the first time to get to the rest of the group, and then meeting the rest of the group. We have about 19 people here, all extremely motivated people, motivated by the gospel. Everybody's just we're talking together about theology and about God and about the Bible, and I think all three of those things are talking about the same thing pretty much. But you know, it's just really incredible coming out here on the street in a city like this with such a large population and just a diverse crowd that we've been talking to in various places. I've had one-on-ones, small groups, and then open air, of course. Each location is radically different, and the people that come there, and the behavior, and the attitude, and the reception towards the gospel. I've met foreigners here that can hardly speak a word of English. I've met people from you know, just all over the country, and it's really amazing just to see the diversity in it. And you know, I think coming to a couple of the areas, seeing, and I know all ground is level at the foot of the cross, but some of the people that I've seen out here, I know that they've seen these preachers that come in here all the time, and a lot of the places they've got really hardened hearts because the message that they receive is all wrath and no grace, and they've had a lot. They've had every argument you could possibly throw at somebody, and they're just hardened to it, and they're ready to respond to it. And some people are hostile. Other places are good, but the places that are hostile, I just look at it in the not just the attitude, but the actual behavior of the people themselves and what they're doing in here is. I just look at them not with judgment, but I think rather like Jesus. It reminded me of Jesus when he looked at the crowds of people that he was preaching to. And he had compassion on them because he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. So that's kind of how I've been trying to treat this. And a bunch of great guys that know a lot more about this than me, they've been really helping me out with how to share the gospel properly. I've just been trying to really watch their example because they've been here and they know how to deal with it. And I just want to try and faithfully communicate the gospel to these people. You know, faith alone, by grace alone, you know, God's word. And we just got to get that and trust that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Right, praise the Lord. What are some of the things that you would say to a listener who might be thinking about coming to a Repent and Witness? What would you say to encourage them?
God's given us the weapon that we need. He's given us His Word. I would definitely say the other thing that would be necessary and extremely motivating is the fellowship of other believers. Like I said, we've got 19 people out here, but I mean, even if you've only got two people, that's where Christ is, and if you just remember that. And just pray and make sure that you're right with God and you properly understand how to communicate the gospel. If you've been discipled properly, coming to a city like New York where they've already been hardened to the gospel in many places, you're going to have to know the Bible. So just prepare beforehand and just try and watch other people evangelize and make sure that your theology is right so that you can communicate the right gospel compassionately with the people.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Thank you, brother.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
RevandGrace.com. Our mission here to spread the gospel with our clothing and way of life.
What's the gospel?
Jesus Christ is God in the flesh,
who came to save sinners.
Died on a cross, nailed my sin thereto, was placed in the grave.
3 days later, he defeats sin and death.
And that man, that God, that man, Christ Jesus, rose again from the dead.
Amen, somebody.
Our desire, God will use wrath and grace as a tool to save the lost. Our hope, bring glory to God, man. All praise to Him.
Unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And what better than to use our clothing as the way to witness. Now you can preach the gospel and wear it too.
It's all wrath and grace, this we know as Christians, and this business is consistent with the Holy Scripture.
Stop by wrathandgrace.com and join the movement. Wrathandgrace.com.
They say, yo, B, I heard that you were from the D. The AZ, your FL, well, that's where my flesh dwell. There ain't no city or coast I come to represent. I rep the God disclosed in both his testaments. Kinda like Johnny Bat, the voice of a crying man. The kingdom's come, we preach it out to this dying land. We got the bread of life, food for a dying man. It's better food than they'll ever chew from a frying pan. They tell us watch the throne, I think they got it right, but think they on it, so it's clear that they ain't watch it right. The world is lacking hope, well let us come and share. Let's plant a church in the wild that's saying none is there. The people take it light, we know they're unprepared. They're making light of hell, but all the while they're running there. You'll make me one to care and make me one to speak. I'd rather be awkward than not helping somebody see. So let's patrol the streets, but no, we ain't the cops. But God's people can't be afraid to engage the blocks. So God, I pray for boldness. I pray you fill me with your spirit and your word and make me take it serious. I know how Philly is, but every city's his. So let us go and be heralds that Jesus really lives. How can they all believe in whom they never heard? How can they hear unless we preach his word? Be a witness, yeah. I'm called to be a witness, yeah. I'm called to be his witness. Tell him about forgiveness. Tell him that he's risen. Yeah.
All right, what's your name and where you from, brother?
My name is Cliff Fullwood. I'm from Oley, Pennsylvania, by way of Pottstown.
All right. How long have you been evangelizing?
Been evangelizing outside of CCN. Oh, goodness. Probably about 10 years, but just with CCN in the last 4-5 years.
And Repent and Witness, how many times have you been to Repent and Witness?
I think this is my fourth.
4 years, so you're a real veteran then, for sure. Yeah. For sure, right? Tell us about Repent and Witness. How has this outreach challenged you, blessed you, encouraged you, helped you in evangelizing here, and then even when you go back home?
Well, first of all, it challenges me in that it challenged me to step out of my comfort zone. It challenged me in a way that and asked me to go beyond just the regular comforts of myself. In that it causes me or challenged me to go out and actually witness to somebody. Instead of talking to people, instead of talking at people, we talk to them. Instead of just putting tracks down, you actually hand them to people. It challenged me to get up on the box and to preach the gospel, the good news of Christ to everyone who is out here. It also challenges your fears, and it also reveals the wickedness of men as we stand out here and what we encounter while we're out here. But the most important thing is it helps us to rely, helps me to rely completely on the Holy Spirit. Because I kind of stayed in myself, but this really challenged me, helps me to get out there. So Repent and Witness is the greatest. It really is. And go ahead.
So what would you say to someone who may be listening and to encourage them about coming out to an event like Repent and Witness?
Well, if you're listening out there, I would encourage you to come to Repent and Witness. This is a totally different animal. You're out here actually in the jungle. You almost feel like the Apostle Paul as you're confronting, you know, all types of unbelief, all types of belief. And it's going to challenge you. It's definitely going to challenge you, but it will also encourage you. You have brothers and sisters here who will just be with you through thick and thin, and these guys will give their life for you. We have incredible training that helps you to go out and conquer your fears. We have incredible training, a great teaching from Andrew Rappaport. We have a dedicated person in Jennifer Pepling, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for. And the camaraderie and the friendship that is among the brethren who are out here sharing the gospel is just unmatched. But what I love so much about CCN and about Repent and Witness is just going out here to share the gospel and know that the brothers are behind you every single way. and just knowing that that Christ is with you. There are times out here when we're out here witnessing, and I don't know what to say. Just the Lord just throws things right into your mind. It's almost, it's just incredible, you know. So I would encourage you to come out here to Repent and Witness. I think that you would really be encouraged, and I think it would change your life as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins.
All right, well, praise the Lord, brother. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, we're out here again at Repent and Witness. I'm here with two sisters. What's your name?
Leah.
And where are you from?
Peoples, Ohio.
Okay, another Ohioan. Praise the Lord for that. And yourself, sister?
Jasmine from Queens, New York.
All right. So now, we're out here at Repent and Witness. How long have you guys been evangelizing?
I've been evangelizing for at least 5 years.
5 years, okay.
Yeah.
I would say about seven. Yeah.
Okay. Now, Repent and Witness, is this your first time here, second time? How many times have you been to this event?
This is my first time.
First time, okay.
I've been three Repent and Witnesses.
So you're another veteran out here. All right. So being your first time out here, what is your overall experience of this? What have you seen here that has encouraged you, blessed you, maybe even challenged you?
Well, it's been really great, far above my expectations, you know. I try to do evangelism weekly where I live, but it's mostly, most people there consider themselves to be Christians. People do here as well, but there's so many people from all over the world. It's been really amazing to be able to reach people from all over the world and different religious backgrounds, and the fellowship has been great as well. Just to be out with a group of 20 people, and we're all so focused and like-minded on reaching the lost, that it's just really encouraged me. And, you know, I just see so much enthusiasm for spreading the gospel to those who have never heard.
Praise the Lord. Jasmine, what about you? How has Repent and Witness challenged you, encouraged you, and blessed you in the 3 years that you've been doing it?
Well, it's challenged me to step out of my comfort zone, to talk to people that normally don't come across my path, and to share the gospel in a place that's really dark, you know, and you hear a lot of different things, and it challenges you to go back to the Word, look up the answers, and come back and to share with these people that want and desperate for truth. So I've been challenged in that way in my Christian walk.
Praise the Lord for that as well. What would you say to the listeners who may be thinking about coming to a Repent and Witness? What would you say to give them some encouragement about coming out to something like this?
Well, I definitely encourage you to come because, you know, at first I wasn't sure if I'd come or not because, well, I do know how to witness already, but this has just given me so much encouragement and zeal for the lost. And yeah, it's just so encouraging to see people who want to glorify God and are so grateful to God for saving them. It's just a real blessing.
Amen. And Jasmine, yourself?
Well, I would say if you're looking for a bunch of people to come and share the gospel, who love the Lord, who want to seek and save the lost, come out. You can learn from other people. You can share. You don't have to do it alone. You can be encouraged. And then you can see the gospel go out. And, you know, and I hope it's really that people get saved, you know. And so I just would really encourage you, if you're shy, if you're not shy, you know, you can come out and it would be totally blessed.
Amen. And today happens to be your birthday. So what is the best way? Happy birthday, by the way. But what is the best way to spend your birthday?
Share the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, sisters. All right, I'm here with the president of CCN. What's your name and where are you from?
Jennifer Pepling, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And how long have you been evangelizing, Jennifer?
I've been evangelizing for 10 years now.
10 years. Now, how long have you been with CCN?
I have been with CCN for 7 years now.
7 years. Praise the Lord. Let me ask you, we're here at Repent and Witness, and you're the president of CCN, and you know, you put on these events, this Repent and Witness missions outreach to New York City. What are some of the things that Repent and Witness has, how many years have you been coming to Repent and Witness? Let me ask that first.
Seven.
7 years.
Yeah, I was up in Butler County, up near my house, and I was out witnessing with some friends of mine that are up there. And what they would do is witness 3 days a week, and then 3 days a week they had Bible study. And so they had me go with them, and we invited invited people to their Bible study, and people were like, where's the Bible study? What time? And I was like, wow. I was like, that's what I need. And so when I came to Repent and Witness 7 years ago, I was like, they explained to me, oh, we go into the campus, witness to people, invite everybody to Bible study. And I was like, that is exactly what you're supposed to do. And so I've been a part of CCN ever since. And so Repent and Witness is actually how I came into CCN.
Oh, wow. Well, praise the Lord for that. And, you know, I've been enjoying it. This is my first year here, obviously. I've been enjoying the fellowship, the encouragement, the blessing that has been for me myself, and the challenges that has been. So tell me, how has Repent and Witness over the 7 years encouraged you, blessed you, and challenged you in sharing the gospel?
Amen. You know, when you come, when we're at Repent Witness, we witness on the way to the locations that we're witnessing at. We witness on the way back. We witness the entire time. You watch 20 other people going out and sharing the gospel all day long, and you learn how to. We have speakers, always really good speakers. Last year we had creation apologetics. We had presuppositional apologetics. This year we had learned all about other religions, and so you get charged, and so you go home, and if you have to decide. I'm going to be who I am at home, who I was here. And you go back and you're charged for God. You're on fire and you're changed. And you go, okay, we go out to eat. Now we're going to witness to everybody. I go to the store. I'm going to witness to everybody. And so you can see as we're here, as we go to different places and go to dinner, we're witnessing to people. And you say, okay, now I'm just going to stay that same person. You go back on fire and all charged up to share the gospel. Because you see all these other Christians, you go back and say, oh, I'm not some crazy Christian at my church, the only one that shares the gospel. You go, look, I have all these new friends who go out and share the gospel too. And so as you're on fire for God here, then you go home and you're on fire for God at home, and you're on fire for God's word, and we pray and we fast beforehand. And so amazing things always happen because we pray and fast the week ahead of time. And so you've seen we've had amazing encounters. We've witnessed to Jewish guys when I mentioned Jesus and went through the gospel with them. They're like, wow. You know, when we talk to Muslim people who heard the gospel and were interested, and we're thinking about, you know, I'm going to have to think about this and change. I talked to a guy, a Mormon guy today. We talked him out of going back to that church today, and we gave him information about a new church, and we gave our information. He's like, okay, so I can call you when I go to a new church to make sure that's a good church. And so we've had amazing things that don't normally happen. When you get a group of people together that are all set on this glorifying God and going out and sharing God's word, amazing things happen.
Yeah, praise the Lord. It has been such a great time here at the Repent and Witness, and just seeing God work. And a lot of the people that I've talked to so far that's a part of this, that's come out to this, they said that in ways that it's challenged them to step out of their comfort zone. So can you speak a little bit about the challenging? Because some people may look and say, you know, yeah, I would want to go to something like that, but I don't know if I'd get on the box, or I don't know if I would be good in one-on-ones. So how is it how do you guys work to challenge people but not pressure them into making them feel like, you know, they have to do a certain thing, but just to kind of challenge them, to let them know that you can do this if you know, the Lord leads you in doing it?
Amen. And so beforehand, people come out, I have them write out goals. And so they have a leader who knows what their goals are. And so we say, okay, these are your goals. And so someone who's more experienced, we normally ask them to go with them and show them the way to do that. And so one of my goals was to see how to start a conversation a different way, normal, without a gospel tract. And so Frank, who's a pastor here, he walked around with me, and he walked up to somebody and said, this is my friend Jen, ask her a really hard question about God. I almost had a heart attack, but it was an answer I could give. And then we witnessed to several people that way. We had some great conversations. And then Amina, it turned out her goal was that. And so she's like, oh, that's my goal too. But I didn't tell her ahead of time what Frank had done to me. So I was like, oh, okay. We walked up two French guys, and I says, you know, this is my friend Amina. Ask her a really hard question about God. And her eyes got really big, and she was like, oh! And so they asked her a question, and she turned to me, she's like, now ask her a really hard question. You know what? But we had a great conversation with two guys from France and Morocco, and got through the whole gospel, and they're like, wow, we're really going to have to think about it. And so what we do is people see others doing these things and go, you know what, maybe I could do that. And then we sit down with them and say, okay, this is how you do it. These are the things that you can do. You know, and so people see others do it, and they go, you know what, maybe I can do that. You know, we have a gentleman here. He has a very strong Southern accent. You can barely understand him, but you know, when he gets up on that box, everybody knows. Another gentleman, you know, most of the time when he talks, I can barely understand him. But you know what? When he gets up on that box, people can understand. And they say, look, he can do it. And everybody heard, and it was a good conversation. And so they say, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. If Jen can do it, anybody can do it, right?
Right, right. Amen, amen. So what would you say then to somebody who's listening, who may be wanting to come to something like Repent and Witnesses? What kind of encouragement would you give them to come out to something like this next year? I know when you spoke about the goals and challenges, one of the things I didn't write down was to preach on the subway, and that's been accomplished. I just thought that would be, when I've seen people do that in the past, I said, man, how awesome would that be, the opportunity to do that, you know, and because you're on there for so many stops or whatever. So it's been a blessing, and I've reached some of those goals myself. But what would you say to encourage someone who might be thinking about coming out to this maybe next year to come out and join Repent and Witness?
Well, you get to see a lot of seasoned evangelists. So many of us have been, you know, 10, 15, the one gentleman that's here, and he'll be here next year, has been open air preaching since 87. You know, and so there's lots of seasons of evangelists who do things a lot of different ways. And so even just to follow around some of these people and hear, what do they do? What do they say? How do they use the law? How do they share the gospel with people? You know, what apologetics do they use? How do they answer these questions? And so even if you, I can't imagine you go to this and not decide you wanted to witness to people. But even if you came and just were a fly on the wall and watched all of these people witness, you can't help but go home learning something and being on fire. A couple years ago, we had a kid here. He was newly saved, about a year saved. He thought he was a Christian for years. At one of our events, he got saved and then came out here. And he, the quietest little voice and a lisp, and we're in Union Square, and he gets up and he says, you know what, I'm going to do that good person test just like you do it with the things. And I was like, oh, Jesus, Lord Jesus, please protect him. And you know what happened? God did is he had people wanted to talk to him, and so they heard his voice was real slow, so they came in within about 3 feet of him. He walked them through the law and the gospel, and the girl wept over her sins and repented and put her faith in him and Jesus. You know what I mean? Like, and how often, and so it repent when is God uses, you know what I mean? And we've seen God work. And so people step out and we've seen God work in amazing ways.
Yes. Amen. Amen. What a blessing it's been. I know it has been for me. Like I said, I've enjoyed it. So thank you, Jennifer, for Repent and Witness.
Amen. I love Repent and Witness.
All right. So what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Amina Jope and I'm from New York.
And how long have you been evangelizing, Amina?
Since 2009.
All right, praise the Lord. How many years have you been coming to Repent and Witness?
About 4 years, since 2012.
4 years. So there's a few veterans that have been here this year that I've talked to that's been here 3 or 4 years, or like Jennifer, seven years. And so in all that time, the 4 years that you've been coming, you said 3 years?
4 years.
4 years, I'm sorry. 4 years that you've been coming, how has Repent and Witness encouraged you, blessed you, and challenged you in being able to share the gospel with people?
Well, being a college student, it's really a blessing to be around seasoned evangelists that helps you grow in your faith. I don't know if there's anything that I would have known had I not met, you know, the people that come to Repent and Witness. Just the things like, you know, the sovereignty of God, you know, and presuppositional apologetics. Just being around people who use it daily has really helped me personally. And I think it's important also, if you're sharing your faith, that you grow in your faith also. And the way you do that is, of course, through studying the Word, but also to be encouraged and equipped by other saints who are, you know, older than you, more mature in Christ than you. And it's been definitely a blessing for me just to see that I'm not the same, you know, spiritually or in my evangelism that I was 4 years ago. And that's definitely how Repent and Witness has helped me.
Well, praise the Lord. I know it's been a huge encouragement to me. This is my first year here. I've been to New York before, but man, not to witness. And it is unbelievable the amounts of people. And so what are some of the places that you evangelize when you come to Repent and Witness?
Well, we usually go to Times Square, which is where, you know, thousands of people are every night. We go to Union Square Park, which is where we're at right now. And we go to Washington Square Park. We also go to Astor Place. It's a little bit more laid back. We go there usually at night and usually like set up and hang out tracks and stuff. So those are the four biggest locations, but I live in Harlem, so usually I'm in Harlem evangelizing too. And that's basically it.
Well, that's awesome. You know, praise the Lord for it. Like I said, I've been really blessed by it. What would you say to encourage the listener who's thinking about coming out to a Repent and Witness next year?
Next year, you have to come. if you want to see someone preach correctly on the streets, come to Repentant Witness. And there's other events that I've been to where there's some solid preaching, solid preachers, and solid evangelists training up others. But Repentant Witness is a little more different because it's a little more, it's a smaller group. And we're just so able to encourage each other because we're out. We're like in the battlefield together. And I encourage anyone, if you're thinking about coming, definitely come out. Like, if you want to grow in your faith, if you see other Christians more mature than you, that's because they're probably being encouraged and discipled by other believers who are more mature than them. So, yeah, come out. Don't waste. It's definitely worth it. And New York City has hundreds of people. You'll never need to have to work hard to gather a crowd if you like preaching. You'll never need to find places to hand out tracts. You can literally just step outside your door and just hand out hundreds of tracts. Yeah, that's it.
All right, well, praise the Lord. Thank you for your time, sister.
Thank you.
All right, so what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, my name is Tony Mammon. I'm from New York, Yonkers, New York.
All right, and how long have you been evangelizing, Tony?
I've been evangelizing for over 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the places you go in New York to evangelize?
New York, we hit the streets of Union Square, Times Square. We go to the subways, in front of the Madison Square Garden, and different other areas like the parks, different other parks within the city.
All right, well, praise the Lord. How many years have you been coming to Repent and Witness?
Well, this is my second year at Repent and Witness. It's been a blessing. It's been encouragement.
Okay. So what are some of the things that, in coming to Repent and Witness as being your second year in these 2 years, what are some of the things that have blessed you, encouraged you, and maybe challenged you to maybe step out of your own comfort zone in certain areas being out here at this event?
Definitely. Repent and Witness really encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone and open-air preaching and learning also apologetics and also learning from other Christians how they deal with certain questions and how they deal with certain hecklers and how they deal with the crowd dynamics. It's been an encouragement, a blessing to see other Christians preach, and just learning from them. It's been a blessing to learn from Pastor Andrew and his teaching on theology and apologetic and precept. It's been a truly a blessing.
Yeah, it's been a great time. I mean, you're from New York area, so I mean, for me, I've been to the city before, but this is the first time I've ever gone to evangelize, and you realize, man, there is just a sea of people everywhere you go, and a lot of diversity in people. So you have lots of different religions, people you could talk to, the atheist, agnostic, Mormon, Hare Krishna. There's just so many different things. So you really got an opportunity to expound on your apologetics because there's people from all different types of backgrounds, you know, in walks of life. Well, what would you say to encourage someone who might be thinking about coming out to a Repent and Witness next year?
I would encourage that person to definitely come out. Don't wait until, don't push this off because, another event like this might not happen in a hometown near you. I would encourage you to come out and get equipped, come together with like-minded believers who love the Lord and love to share His word and love the lost and to proclaim the gospel, the greatest message on earth. And if you love God, you will come out and show that you love Him by obeying the Great Commission and reaching out to the lost. You know, God will give you that He will break that fear. He'll get you out of your comfort zone. Just come out and be bold and obey the Lord.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
All right, so what's your name and where are you from?
Frank Meyer, originally from New York, but now I live in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, okay. You went across the bridge there, huh?
Yes, yeah, sadly so.
So how long have you been evangelizing, Franklin?
Since before I became a Christian. I got saved on a witnessing trip in 1985 as a senior in college with Campus Crusade for Christ.
So while you was witnessing, you got saved?
Yeah, the last night of the trip, I realized something was missing. I wasn't like these Christians, and raised Catholic, and I just cried out to Jesus to save me and was changed. And driving back to Cornell, I thought that being with Christians had changed me, but later realized I'd been born again.
Praise the Lord for that. You know, that's a wonderful thing, which kind of speaks volumes to sometimes even coming to some things like the Repent and Witness. How many years have you been involved with Repent and Witness?
3 days.
3 days?
First time.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is your first time as well. It's like mine, first time. So how then has this event being out here at Repent and Witness encouraged you, blessed you, maybe challenged you in evangelism?
I think just to go further than what I normally do, there's like a community of people. It's like almost like a church, a big family, and we're all doing this together. So it's just more comfortable, and they're taking me to places I've not been. I've done subway evangelism. I preach at the Staten Island Ferry. I sing in Starbucks and grocery stores, and I do a lot of bold things. But still, preaching in a new location is outside my comfort zone. So they've just made it easy to try new things. Plus, I'm observing people. So you just get little ideas that make you more confident and give you more skills.
Yeah, it's been a great time. I know for myself as well, the same thing. It's just been a huge blessing, the opportunity to preach. And being in New York, you're originally from New York, now in New Jersey, but just the amount of people, there is no ends to the amount of people that you can witness to here.
And the experience, I mean, it's just crazy how different the experiences can be with people. And God brings people and opens up doors. I went up to a guy and said, I don't know why, but of all the people here, I'm choosing you. And I asked for a tough question about God, and he said, you know, that's really weird because I've been thinking about God. I had some questions, and now you're here. And I was like, wow, that's just like, that's God, you know?
Absolutely, in God's providence. And we've seen some of that. We had some great conversations today and the week that we've been out, or the couple days we've been out here, and some great preaching opportunities that we've seen, and people coming up asking questions. So it's just been a huge blessing.
Amen.
So what would you say to encourage the listener who's thinking about coming out to Repent and Witness next year?
Okay. To observe other people doing it and to see people listening and to see how they handle opposition or hecklers. It emboldens your faith. And you might not be called to be a street evangelist, but then you witness one-on-one or you give out tracts. And it's easy to give out tracts and start conversations. You can see who's listening, who's curious. And you might never witness in a public forum, but develop the skills. Expose yourself, I'd say, to a variety of witnessing styles, and then use those skills for whatever you end up doing in the future. But you will learn so much.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord for that, brother. It's been a great time to be out here. Anthony said to ask you about Barney, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what is that all about?
I don't know. When I speak, I do a lot of impromptu things, and I'm very comical, so things just come out sometimes. But I sometimes think about, you know, are you experiencing God loving? Oh, I know. I was speaking about Jesus, that it wasn't all love, love, love. He said some horrific things. Read it for yourself. If you want love, 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 I said, then why don't you need to follow Barney? You know, he's like that purple dinosaur. And he's like, I love you, you love me. That's all I remember. So I'm lighthearted in my message, and it's easier for them to receive. When I preach from the pulpit, it's very much more serious. But here I have to tone down a little bit and connect with people, and seems to work.
Well, praise the Lord, brother. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Life is a cemetery, so many dead and dry. Now where's the broken hearts? Where is the wedded eyes? Where's the aroma of Christ? Where is the stench of death? They're both effects of the stewardship we were meant to stress. We've been given life, a pack of delivered cats. And we've been saved, but it's not, so we could be sitting back. We're supposed to light the world, go where the sin is at. Tell them repent and then show them where mercy's rivers at. Yo, they're truly lost, see how they're salivating. They thirst for joy in life, but steeped in the lies of Satan. Judgment's real, man, we all are bound to face him. One's where he judges sin, the other's evaluation. So while we're in this tent, hear what we say, brothers. Know in the fear of the Lord, let us persuade others. Cause if the Lord should tarry, we gon' be gone and buried. But till we give it all to show him clearly.
I'm called to be a witness, yeah. I'm called to be a witness, yeah. I'm called to be his witness. Tell about forgiveness, tell him that he's risen, yeah. So I gotta be his witness, yeah. I gotta be his witness, yeah. I gotta be his witness. Tell him about forgiveness. Tell him that he's risen, yeah.
If you have any questions about G220 Radio or would like to leave a comment, you can contact us at g220radio@gmail.com. We would love to hear your feedback. Also, don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.
Maybe one of the reasons so many people in the church aren't making disciples of all nations is because they're not really disciples in the first place. You think about Jesus and his disciples from the very beginning to the very end. Making disciples is in the DNA of this thing, right? To be a disciple involved in making disciples. Follow me, Matthew 4, and I will, what? I'll make you fishers of men.
Never make a gospel appeal to people's emotions. Never. Never. That's why we don't have some kind of an emotional appeal here and play all kinds of schmaltzy music in the background.
And it amazes me that we believe this, that God would crush and kill his own son, but let you slide. Not for a minute.
At this moment, God commands all men to repent and believe. That today is the day of salvation, that you are to flee from the wrath to come, to flee from the law of Moses that condemns you into the city of refuge, who is Jesus Christ our Lord. Run to him.